tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss virtues of forgiving others. Yes, and before we do that, let's extol the virtues of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recite Salat and Salam upon him. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, O people, without doubt, the one to attain salvation quickly on the day of judgment from its horrors and accountability would be the one amongst you who will have recited Salat upon me in abundance in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that I once was walking alongside the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was wearing a Najrani shawl. That shawl had thick rough edges, and suddenly a Bedouin, he got hold of the shawl and pulled it with such a violent jerk that it left a scratch on the blessed neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, he said, order that I be given something from the assets that Allah has given you. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned his attention towards him and smiled and ordered that he be given some of the assets. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This is how generous, tolerant, and forgiving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. This man had pulled the shawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it left a scratch and a rash on the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But still, he smiled at him instead of getting angry, and he forgave him and he bestowed upon him. Subhanallah. That is our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Islamic brothers, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever has three things, Allah azza wa jal will make his account on the day of judgment with utmost ease and will enter him in paradise with his mercy. Then the companions alayhim ridwan, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are those three things? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the first is to give those who deprive you. The second is establish relations with those who try to break off ties with you. And then the third is forgive those who oppress you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Rasul of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, one who wants a palace to be built for him in paradise and his ranks to be raised should forgive one who oppresses him, bestow upon the one who deprives him, and keep relations with the one who breaks off relations with him. Allahu Akbar. These are the beautiful advices of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also stated that sadaqah, charity, does not decrease wealth, and Allah azza wa jal increases the status of the one who forgives others. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal raises the status of the one who forgives others, and whoever adopts humility for the pleasure of Allah is granted elevation by Allah. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Allah, the exalted, who is the most dignified in your court? And Allah Azza wa Jal replied that the one who forgives despite having the ability to take revenge, that is the person who's most dignified in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also find ourselves sometimes that we have a scenario where someone has wronged us, and it is in our hand, and we have the ability to charge that person. And despite having this ability, despite having the opportunity to take revenge, we rather opt to forgive that individual. Such a person is the most dignified one in the court of Allah. Subhanallah. Yes, we do encounter situations where we find people upon whom we have the control and we have the opportunity to take revenge. But despite that, if we choose to forgive, that is the character and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and such a person is dignified in the court of Allah. Wouldn't we want that? Inshallah, when we are taken over by rage and anger, and at that time, remember this prophetic advice. The companion Sayyidina Jarir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever is not merciful to others will not receive mercy. Let's hear it again. Whoever is not merciful to others will not receive mercy, and whoever does not forgive will not be forgiven. Yes, and we all yearn the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all want the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make istighfar for that very same purpose. But if we are not in the habit of forgiving, how can we expect forgiveness? That is something to remember. And here the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes a point, and he says, whoever does not forgive will not be forgiven. And Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that he had the honor to meet the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he rushed to hold his blessed hand. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also held his hand immediately and said, Uqba, the best manners of the world and the hereafter are that you associate with those who disassociate with you, and forgive those who do injustice to you, and whoever wishes for an extended life and abundance of sustenance should treat his relatives with kindness. These are the prophetic advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal grant us tawfiq to act upon these prophetic advices. The Rasul of mankind sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that have mercy on others and you will be bestowed with mercy, and adopt forgiveness and Allah azza wa jal will forgive you. Subhanallah. How beautiful is that? So whatever we do, we can expect the same from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are in the habit of forgiving others, then yes, inshallah azza wa jal, by the mercy of Allah, we shall also be forgiven. Inshallah azza wa jal. Your view, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it will be announced on the day of judgment, whoever has his reward with Allah's mercy, let him stand up and enter paradise. It will be asked, who has this reward? The announcer will reply, those who forgive. Then thousands of people will stand up and enter paradise without accountability. Allah, Allah. Look at the beauty of forgiveness. If we are in the habit of forgiving others, then we could be, inshallah, amongst one of those thousands of people that will stand up and enter paradise. Inshallah, azza wa jal, ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. It is written on Sirati Mustafa, page number 604 and 5, a publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing wing of Dawat-e Islami, that during a journey, the Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell asleep. Meanwhile, Ghawras bin Haris took his sword and he drew it upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the intention to kill him. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up, Ghawras asked, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who can save you from me now? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah. Panicked by the grandeur of the prophethood, the sword dropped from his hand, and the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam seized the sword in his blessed hand and asked, now who will save you from me? Ghawras pleadingly implored and requested for his life. The Rasul of Rahmah, Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He let him go and forgave him. When Gauras returned to his tribe, he told his people that he had returned from a person who is the best of mankind. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, we have a wonderful kalam as we have listened to so many beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And together with that, we have heard the narration with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam forgiving that individual who wanted to take his life. Subhanallah. This was the tolerance and the forgiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And let's now listen to a kalam where the salam and the salutation is sent upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Salam arz karna by our brother Sayyid At-Tari hafizahullah. Inshallah, we'll return after the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Rahi shair madine Mustafa nu mera salam aakhi te hath jod ke pehlo salam aakhi adab de naal mera naam aakhi salam arz karna salam arz karna salam arz karna salam arz karna musafir madine shehar jaan wale musafir madine shehar jaan wale mera mustafa nu salam arz karna tu tak tak ke o roze di jaliyanu tu tak tak ke o roze di jaliyanu tero ro ke mera salam arz karna 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 madine chain aave mere dil nu ek pal vi na chain aave khuda vaaste ae madine de rahi khuda vaaste ae madine de rahi mere dil di halat tamam arz karna mera mustafa salam arz karna mera mustafa nu salam arz karna 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 suno meri zari madine bula lo suno meri zari madine ya dil nu hi mere madina bana do ya dil nu hi mere madina bana do madine shehar to badi dur aaka madine shehar to badi dur aaka tadap dae tera ghulam arz karna mera mustafa nu salam arz karna mera mustafa nu سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
اے گزری یہ وچ تانگ دے عمر ساری ہے گزری یہ وچ تانگ دے عمر ساری مقدر دے مارے دی آئی نواری مقدر دے مارے دی آئی نواری تو دربار محبوب رب الاولا تے تو دربار محبوب رب الاولا تے بلاوے لئی میرا وینا مرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
جے ہو سکے روزے تے میرے وی ولوں گھڑی پل صلاۃ و سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز, سبحان اللہ, اینڈ یو آر واچنگ دا پروگرام ڈائمینشنز آف اسلامک لائف, اینڈ وی ور ڈسکسنگ ورچوز آف فارگیونگ ادرز, اینڈ دس از سم تھنگ دیٹ از انکریجڈ بائی اللہ اینڈ ہز بلوڈ رسول عز و جل صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اینڈ دس از سم تھنگ دیٹ وی ایز امہ, وی ایز مسلم ان شاء اللہ عز و جل شوڈ انکارپوریٹ اٹ ان ٹو آور لائفز, بیکاز دس از دی کیریکٹر آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اینڈ ہز کیریکٹر از دا بیسٹ ون ایز اٹ از ایمفسائزڈ ان دا ہولی قرآن بائی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. ان دس ریگارڈ دیر از اے بیوٹیفل پیرابل ان دا لائف آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, that a villager, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was asking him for something. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him, and then he told him, Ahsantu ilayk, have I done good to you? Faqal al-Arabiyu, then the Arabi, the villager said, La, wala ajmalta, no, you haven't done good to me. And while he was saying this and he was being ungrateful to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they got upset over this manner of this villager, and they all stood up in and angry to punish this villager for what he has said. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saved, he rescued that villager, and he told the Sahaba, he indicated towards them to leave him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took this man with him and went inside his house, and he gave him more on top of what he had already given him. And then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ahsantu ilayk, have I done good to you? And this time he said, yes, fajazakallahu khayran, may Allah reward you with goodness. قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, you know what you said earlier in front of my Sahaba, and because of that they got something against you in their heart. So if you like, then later on you can tell them the same thing what you have told me now. So whatever they had in their heart against you, it can go away. So the man said, yes, Ya Rasulallah. He agreed to this. So the next day, when the man came to the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the man that this man, he came and he said such things. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him more. So I hope that he is pleased now. Is that the matter? Then he asked the villager, is that the matter? He said, yes. May Allah reward you in abundance. Then the man left the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a happy face. Subhanallah. This is how the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would forgive the one who would misbehave in his court. Subhanallah. Instead of getting angry and punishing the individual, he would choose to rather bestow more and more upon them. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a caller will call, that whoever has his sawab, his reward with Allah, he must come, he must stand here, and then he will enter Jannah. So it was asked, who are those who have this reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It will be said to them, al-afuna anin nas, that those who are forgiving the people, subhanallah, who are in the habit of forgiving people. And this is how they will be rewarded, and they will be granted entry into Jannah, and they will be in thousands, and they will enter Jannah without accountability. Subhanallah. This is what happens when we get into the habit of forgiving people. Subhanallah. Once it is narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his Sahaba and he smiled. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is seeing the beautiful smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the reason for smiling. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that two people of my ummah, they will be standing on their knees in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of them will say, oh Allah, whatever violation of my rights my brother did to me, Ya Allah, I want the reward for it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him that how would you take any of his reward when nothing of his reward remained in the account, meaning all his reward is gone. There's nothing in his account, no reward, no virtues in his account. How will you then take? And then the man will say, then oh Allah, give him my sins that are in my account. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, and see, farafa'a. Then the man will look up, oh my Lord, I see palaces made of gold and they are decorated with rubies. لِأَيِّ نَبِيٍ هَذَا أَوْ لِأَيِّ سُدِّيقٍ هَذَا أَوْ لِأَيِّ شَهِيدٍ هَذَا. That, oh Allah, for which Nabi is it prepared, this grand palace made of gold, decorated with rubies and pearls? For which Siddiq it is? For which Shaheed it has been prepared? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, لِمَنْ أَعْتَ الثَّمَنَ. Whoever has paid the price, it is for that individual. So the man will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, who's the owner of it? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, you are its owner. How? For what reason have I been made the owner of this place? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, by forgiving your brother, you will claim the ownership. Subhanallah. Ya Rab, if that is the case, then indeed I have forgiven my brother. Subhanallah. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, that is not all. فَخُذْ بِيَدِ أَخِيكَ وَأَدْخِلْهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Then take the hand of your brother, hold his hand and take him to Jannah with you. Subhanallah. This is the virtue of forgiveness. Here, we learn a great lesson. As the Ummah, as Muslims, we are all brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to enter us into Jannah if we can only sort out our own differences. Learn to forgive each other, inshallah azza wa jal. And this teaching has been learned from this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once we learn to forgive each other, it causes a smile to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It gives him a reason to smile, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled, as it is mentioned in this narration that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was smiling. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked him what made him smile. And this was the reason: when one brother forgives the other, that makes the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have a beautiful smile. So let's become the reason to please the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of making him disappointed by our evil actions and by not forgiving each other and by holding grudge. This is not appreciated in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The polytheists of Makkah Mukarramah. We all know who have, if you have studied the life and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would notice that how the polytheists and the kuffar, the disbelievers of Makkah, they had persecuted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had troubled him to a great length, to such an extent when he was driven out of his own homeland, meaning the city of Makkah Mukarramah, when he was going and migrating to Madina Munawwara, he was looking back at Makkah and he said that, "I love you." He is addressing the city of Makkah. "If I wasn't forced to leave, I wouldn't have left you." Allahu Akbar. And with a sad heart, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah Mukarramah, his homeland, which he loved. And then this was the same city where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tortured, and his Sahaba were tortured, his Ahlul Bayt were tortured. And just as they tortured the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah, when he migrated to Medina, the enemies never left him. They also tried the level best by insinuating fights and quarrels and battles that were fought. The expeditions of Badr, expeditions of Uhud, Allahu Akbar, Hunayn, all of these are examples. And finally, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam victory over Makkah Mukarramah, Allahu Akbar, then everyone thought that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now going to take revenge, Allahu Akbar. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba after the victory and the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. And when he concluded his tawaf of the Holy Kaaba and he addressed the Quraysh, "Oh, the people of Quraysh, what do you think that I would do to you now?" At that point in time, the people of Makkah, they were all hoping for the forgiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqalu, so they said, "That you will do good to us, because you are Akhun Kareem, you are a generous brother, Wabnu Akhin Kareem, and you are the son of a generous brother." Allahu Akbar. Then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, "Then I will say to you the same thing which Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said to his brother who wronged him." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Meaning, there is no accountability upon you today. Meaning, you will not be avenged. Allahu Akbar, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forgiven them. Allah, Allah. And in this way, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave his sworn enemies. Allahu Akbar. And the entire population of Makkah, they went back to their homes in a state where they were pleased with the forgiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah. The world has never seen such a spectacle, Allahu Akbar, of forgiveness and tolerance as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had exercised. And here the point of note is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made reference to something that was said by Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam to his brothers when he forgave them. So what is it that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam did with his brothers? What did he say to them, and how that entire scenario was captured in the pages of Quranic history? Subhanallah. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, he used to love his son Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, And he used to love him over and above the other brothers that he had had. And due to that, his other brothers, they grew jealous of him because the father loved him more. And they didn't like. So they planned and they plotted a conspiracy against Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. They asked permission from the father that they want to go on a hunting trip. So the father must send Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam also with them. So the father agreed, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, he agreed to send Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam with them, with the brothers. And what they did was they threw Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in a well. And they returned back and they gave him the kurta and the qamis of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, which they soiled with the blood of an animal. And they said that a wolf had eaten Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam would hold on to the qamis of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and would cry. And this saddened Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam to a great extent. After they pushed him into the well, there was a caravan who was going past, and they found Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in that well. So they rescued him from there and they took him with the caravan and they sold him as a slave to the king of Egypt. When they sold him to the king of Egypt, the king of Egypt realized the greatness of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. First, he was captured due to some allegations, and then his allegation was made clear. He came clear from all the allegations that were placed upon him. And then the king, because of the deep knowledge of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam of interpreting the dream that he interpreted, that for 7 years, there is going to be greenery, everything will flourish. And for the next 7 years after that, there will be drought and famine. So the king asked Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam to come and take control of the affairs of leadership, because he knew that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam has the solution for this problem. So as Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was managing the affairs of the government and for the welfare of the people, and first 7 years, there was a lot of growth of crops and greenery. And for the next 7 years after that, there was drought. So people from far and wide who were afflicted with the famine and drought, they came looking for food in the city. And the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, they also came looking for food. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he spotted his brothers, he recognized his brothers, but they never recognized him. And they came many times, and Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he recognized them. And then after a while, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he told them who he was and that he had forgiven them, subhanallah. And he, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, said to them, which is documented in the glorious Quran, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. In this way, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam had forgiven them, and his forgiveness was documented in the glorious Quran. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, when he is forgiving his people, the people of Makkah, Allahu Akbar, he says, I'm going to say to you the same thing which Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to his brothers while he forgave them. Allahu, this is the mercy and the forgiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to a beautiful nasiha of teaching our children to be responsible by our great muballigh of Dawat Islami, Maulana Naushad Attari hafizahullah. Inshallah, we'll be back and conclude our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Teaching your offspring to be responsible is the responsibility of the parents in particular. And there are different ways. Firstly, through your involvement in their lives. Secondly, by you being a practical role model for them. Take for example, before they leave in the morning, before they have breakfast even, teach your children on how to make their beds. Teach your children to pick up the dirty clothes and put it in the basket. Yes, in the beginning, you may have to help them to do this. You need to explain to them and show them how to make their bed nice and neat and clean as well. And then slowly you pull back. And then this must become part of the habit, amongst many other good habits. By doing this, it has a psychological effect. And that is, it teaches them that I've got a chore to do. I've got a task to do. And when they do it, they feel like I have achieved something. So they starting off the day on a positive note that something productive has been done, which will carry them throughout the day as well.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah, we were listening to this beautiful piece of nasiha and advice from our mubaligh of Da'wat Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal on it and make our children responsible, inshallah azza wa jal. Now, coming back to our topic of discussion, virtues of forgiving others. We have learned quite a few parables and examples from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here, another example that is given, that a poet by the name of Ka'b bin Zuhair, him and his brother's name was Bujair, they heard about the invite of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards Islam, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inviting people towards Islam and propagating the beautiful deen of Islam. They both heard about the invite and the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both the brothers, Sayyidina Ka'b bin Zuhair and his brother Bujair. So Bujair said to his brother Ka'b, that wait here, let me go and listen to the invite that this man, what this man is inviting towards. So when Bujair went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and listened to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened his heart towards Islam. When Ka'b, his brother, the brother of Bujair, he learned that he had accepted Islam, his brother had accepted Islam, ghadiba, he became furious. And he mentioned poetry disrespecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew about it, Allahu Akbar, he was disappointed. So Bujair, who had embraced Islam, who loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned his brother Ka'b that you did something very wrong. And he advised his brother to go and seek the forgiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he must embrace the deen of Islam. Ka'b, the brother of Bujair, so he came, he returned back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to embrace the deen of Islam. And he sought forgiveness from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he even said poetry in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he had brought with him, subhanallah. And from here we know that it is the sunnah of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to praise the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of poetry, which we and you and I call naat, the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after he had mentioned the poetry in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awarded him, when Sayyidina Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu concluded his poetry in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gifted him a mantle, a shawl, and placed it upon him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forgiven him. Subhanallah. What a beautiful account it is of devotion of a sahabi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, it showed us how the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even forgive those who insulted him, who showed disrespect towards him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who never even for one moment are disrespectful towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that will be detrimental to our iman and the love and mahabba for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the key to iman. That is the essence of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill our hearts with the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Another beautiful parable where it is narrated that Sayyidina Zainul Abideen, the son of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he had a slave and who used to pour the water for him from the jug. So he brought the jug and poured the water for Sayyidina Imam Zain al-Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that jug was made of clay. Clay is heavy. So the jug was either made with clay or it was ceramic. So he was pouring water for Sayyidina Zain al-Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As he was pouring the water, the jug of water, it slipped from his hand and it fell on the feet of Sayyidina Imam Zain al-Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu and broke. Sayyidina Imam Zain al-Abidin radiallahu, it caused him pain, so he got angry. And even the color of his face changed. So this servant, he said, Ya Sayyidi, Yaqulullahu ta'ala wal kazimeen al-ghayz. That, O my master, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and this is the Quranic teaching, those who swallow the anger. Then Imam Zain al-Abidin, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he said, indeed, I have swallowed my anger. The servant again said, and Allah Azza wa Jal also says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the glorious Quran, and those who forgive people, Allahu Akbar, and forgive people. وَقَالَ زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ, upon this Sayyidina Imam Zain al-Abidin رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ said, indeed, I have forgiven you, subhanallah. The servant said again, وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ, that Allah Azza wa Jal also says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah loves those who do good. Upon this, Sayyidina Imam Zain al-Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, أَنْتَ حُرُّ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, you are free from now for the sake of Allah. Subhanallah. Look at how the Quran used to inspire the pious predecessors, the Ahlul Bayt, subhanallah, and how they acted upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here a person broke the clay jug filled with water, fell on the feet, and it hurt Imam Zain al-Abidin. And on top of that, when he got angry, the servant, he knew the verses of the Holy Quran. He recited the verse of the Holy Quran, that those who swallow the anger. So Imam Zain al-Abidin said, yes, I swallowed my anger. Then he says, those who forgive people. He said, yes, I have forgiven you. And then he says, Allah loves those who do good. And upon that, Sayyidina Imam Zain al-Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, you are free for the sake of Allah. Subhanallah. In this way, we should also learn to forgive others and forget. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. It is mentioned about Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Uyayna ibn Hisn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to Medina Munawwara and he stayed with his nephew Hur bin Qais. And Hur bin Qais was one of the closest members in the parliament of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A great qari of the Holy Quran, meaning he knew the Quran recitation and he had the knowledge of the Holy Quran, subhanallah. For that reason, he was close to Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Uyayna, he said to Hur, oh my nephew, grant me permission to enter the court of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyidina Hur went and sought permission or appointment from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Fa'adhina lahu Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu allowed him, let him come. So when Uyayna, he stood before Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala lahu, ya ibn al-Khattab, fawallahi ma tu'tina al-jazl. I swear by Allah, O Amir al-Mu'minin, that you haven't given us enough. وَلَا تَحْكُمُ بَيْنَنَا بِالْعَدْلِ, and you do not do justice between us. فَغَضِبَ Umar, when he raised these allegations against Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala got upset. And it came to a point where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was ready to beat him. فَقَالَ الْحُرْ, so Hur, who was a courtier in the assembly of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, O the leader of believers, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran and teaches us to forgive others. Allahu Akbar. And this man, is from those who are ignorant. So when Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala heard about the verse of the Holy Quran about forgiving others and not getting tangled with those who are ignorant, then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he forgave Uyayna. Subhanallah. Look at how the Sahaba ikram used to be moved by the teachings of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us tawfiq to always attach ourselves to the teaching and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen. It is mentioned about Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he was going to the masjid and he had with him his servants that are accompanying him. So a man came and he started saying foul words to Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he started taunting him and insulting him. So the servants of Imam Zainul Abidin, they went to this man to sort him out and to beat him. But Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he stopped them from causing hurt to this man. He looked at the man and he said to him, I am worse than what you have attributed, what you have alleged. And what I know about myself, it is way more than what you have known about myself. And if there is a need, then inshallah we can do something about it. Then this man, he regretted what he did to Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Then only he realized the humbleness of Imam Zainul Abidin and how well he treated him and how he forgave him. Summa khala Zainul Abidin qamisahu wa a'tahu li rajuli. Then Sayyidina Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi even took out his qamis, the shirt that he was wearing, and he gave it to this man. And he also commanded that this man should be given 1,000 dirham, 1,000 silver coins, subhanallah. فَذَهَبَ الرَّجُلُ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. And then the man went back happy. And he was saying while he was going back, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ هَذَا الشَّابُ وَلَدُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. That I bear witness and I testify that indeed this young man, he is the son of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.